Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi everyone, this is CJ Liu on Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and I am so excited today because we have Linda Howe, who has written two books on the Akashic Records, and she's going to answer all the questions that you have about the Akashic Record in this four-part series. So her most recent book is called Healing Through the Akashic Records. Welcome, Linda. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, CJ. It's wonderful to be with you today.
It was so fun. I read your first book, and I just could not put it down. And I've got to tell you, I actually am in the process of writing my business plan. And in the book, you reference that, you know what, business people can use this. And so I took your book, and I went through all the different processes that you mentioned, and I wrote my business plan, almost two-thirds of it, in 2 hours. That would normally take me, like, 20. So I'm like a big boy now. Like, I now pray to you and your book. You saved me 18 hours of my life.
Yay!
So I wanted to start talk about your journey first because I found it fascinating. So you started off as you were in a title insurance company, then you moved to a graduate student in Russian history. Then you were a tarot card reader. Then you've done all the shamanic stuff. What's going on?
How about it? Isn't that funny? Well, do you know what's really interesting is that for me, I mean, so much of my journey has been finding, you know, where can I be in the world that supports my having a spiritual awareness, an active spiritual awareness, and to be effective as a human being. Like, where do I stand? How do I do that? You know, and that really has been central to my quest since the very beginning. And of course I started out in the most ordinary and mundane areas, because, you know, that's where we start, right?
Right.
And so of course I went, you know, I was in title insurance, which is a whole that's a whole phone conversation unto itself. But anyway, but you know what, that is really, you know, it's very anchored in ordinary reality. And so that is where I started.
And, well, isn't it interesting, because isn't title insurance like what you're doing is looking at the records of a house?
So how about it? Do you know,
so
this
was
related.
It's all related,
right? Yeah. Because that really is looking back to see who has owned this, and right, and what changes have they made, right,
right,
in the physical space. No, this is not lost on me, right? So that's really very much like a, what do you call it, like the micro. And then I moved, I did graduate work in Russian history, which is really, again, it's that same, the same questions, the same inquiry, really. Who are we as people, and where have we been, and what has affected, what has impacted our consciousness and the consequences, right? The consequences of our choices, conscious or unconscious, right? Always consequences. Mm. But so that was looking at it from other angles, and then.
Right, like you're actually wider lens, because it was like kind of, you know, there's kind of an individual house, and now you're looking at a historical trend from a country basis, but it's all about history. Fascinating. Okay.
It's about is the evolution of awareness, the evolution, right, of self-consciousness, self-perception, individually and collectively. Right? And then, you know, from there I went to, you know, and then I became a tarot card reader, which, you know, was not a hit with my parents, can I just say? But that was really also, see, at that point in my life, I was about 30, when I was reading the cards, and up until that time, I really, was pretty convinced that knowledge, the self-knowledge was the answer, right?
Yes.
That this was the key. And so what I discovered through reading cards for myself and for many other people is that, you know, everybody knew everything. You know, when the truth is told, everyone, you know, everybody resonates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fascinating because I began to see that knowledge is great as far as it goes, but that there was something missing. And that something, I wasn't quite sure what it was. It had to do with the life force and power and, you know, that essential vitality of life. And so I moved from the cards into shamanic work, which is really about the use of the primary life force on the planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a long time, and it was fabulous. It was wonderful. And it delivered me into, it delivered me into the arms of the Akashic records.
Mm-hmm.
And in the records, what I found, and continue to find, right? I started reading the records in 1994.
Wait, stop. We need to actually go back and describe what the Akashic records are, because a lot of people, until reading your book, I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, great, great, great. Hey, how about, should we start at the beginning? All right, so here's what this is. It's very interesting. Okay, first of all, Akasha is a Sanskrit word. And what it means is primary substance. That, you know, that from which all things are formed. So that's what Akasha is. The Akashic record is a vibrational archive of every soul and their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's a vibrational record. And it really is, it's like the chronicles of each and every one of us. It's a soul level dimension of consciousness. And every set of records has two parts. The first part is the essential blueprint of your soul. Like we all have a thumbprint. I mean, we know about the imprint of the iris, right, in the eye and the hair and everything. But there is for the soul a basic blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's energetic, yeah? And that is constant. It is a constant through time, time and space. So that's one component, and what travels along with it is a catalog. This is the way I understand it. It's a catalog of the lifetimes that we live through which we become aware of really the core truth of our being as etched out in the blueprint. Does that make sense?
So that's kind of like, it's almost like our mission statement, what our soul is all about is in the blueprint. And then we have like our records, our day-to-day interactions of which we either are true to the blueprint or not. You know, we're off spec or on spec.
Yes. Well, you know what it is, right? Right. Like how am I derailed? I mean, some lifetimes we're derailed. That's right.
Yeah.
But, because we take a long time to work this out. But the records, like the records are the stories of the lifetimes through which we awaken to the truth of who we are.
Okay. And, so we don't figure out so we try to awaken to our essential blueprint. Is that what you're saying?
That's what we're doing. We awaken to our essential blueprint. And then when we get that, then we keep going, right? And we recognize, you know, the blueprint, the soul print, right? The soul essence of everyone around us. And then, of course, we continue to expand into the recognition of that same truth in all of life. So that's what the record is. Everybody's in. Nobody gets out. I mean, nobody wants to get out, I don't think. But,
right.
You know, we're all in it. We are all in it. We are all part of it. It's dynamic, right? There is that element of it which is fixed. It's stable. It's, right? It's like the core. It's central. And then the rest is unfolding, evolving, because consciousness, you know, the expansion of consciousness is a revelatory process. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So as we keep waking up to more and more as we move through space and time, that is the record responds to it. So it's very current, you see.
And we thought the internet was so cool and the databases, but this is a more astounding database.
This is, now listen, isn't it great? That's a great idea that you have because this is the cosmic internet. And you know, the reason, here's a fascinating thing. One of the reasons.
You know what? I want to talk to you about that in the next segment. Hold the thought. So,
okay. Great,
thank you,
great.
Linda, for sharing your journey. And I love how it was all related to Akashic Records, really. I'm sure I'd like to hear more about that. And so you want to know more about Linda Howe, author of Healing Through the Akashic Records, or hear more of our four-part series on Akashic Records and continue listening to part two on Fired Up with CJ, playing live every Thursday on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, or listen later on iTunes or at firedupwithcj.com. Part two's focus, how does one gain access to the information of the Akashic Records? What does your library card look like and how do you get in? Listeners in Seattle, make sure to go to www.eastwestbookstore.com to register for Linda's Friday and Saturday classes coming up this Friday and Saturday. That's September 29th and 30th. Is that right? Linda, is that right?
30th and the 1st.
The 30th and the 1st on Healing Through the Akashic Records. We'll be right back.